If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What is the difference between marketing and branding? That is an age-old question, I would say, in the business world. And the best answer that I have ever heard goes like this. Marketing is what gets your brand a first date. It gets your foot in the door. But branding is what brings that person back for a second date and potentially a third, and hopefully blossoms into a long-term, mutually beneficial relationship. That is what we aim to achieve, isn't it? Now, here's the problem. A lot of people aren't exactly sure what branding is and what good branding looks like. And if you are one of those people, you're in luck, because that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. What's up, storytellers? Welcome back to the Storytelling Lab podcast. This is episode 150. We have made it to the buck 50 mark, which is awesome. It's incredibly impressive. Yes, I can say I'm impressed with myself about that and the team that I've had along this journey. I'm very proud. I'm very proud of that. That's a big number. We started this many years ago, and I'm super excited for the guests that we've had on and how we've grown. And when I was thinking about what I was going to do for this episode, I was thinking, well, what big thing could I do? Should I re-air a great big guest that we've had before? Should I do the top 10, yada, yada, yada? Should I make a big deal about it? And ultimately I landed on no. I'm going to show up like I do for you every week with value strictly created for you and not make it any more about me than I have to. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Storytelling Lab, where we break down how to get to the heart of your story and the hearts of your audience to leave the greatest impact possible. And now, here's your host, award-winning filmmaker and writer, Rain Bennett.
What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Storytelling Lab, where we help you break down the art and science of storytelling. My name is Rain Bennett. I am your host, and my job is to help you deepen your connections, increase your sales, and serve your audiences better. Every Tuesday morning, I send out a quick storytelling tip to my newsletter subscribers. I show you techniques I've learned along my journey and used in my own stories, as well as those of my clients. But most importantly, I leave you with tangible takeaways that you can apply to your brand storytelling immediately. Oh, well, actually, more importantly than that, it's free. If this would help you, sign up for the newsletter at rainbennett.com/weekly-storytelling-tips. Today, we're going to go through a 5-step brand essence, brand narrative guide. This is something that startups do when they're trying to create their brand, and it's something I've done with my own startup that I'm a co-founder of. I'm going to walk you through it, but it's so important to personal brands, to small businesses, to if you're a content creator or an influencer, anybody that has something that they are creating for public consumption needs to have a brand, because ultimately what the brand is the story that others tell about you, right? Your brand essence is the soul of your company or your brand. It's what you stand for. Back to the dating example, marketing is your profile on your dating app, Twitter, Tinder, Hinge, whatever you're using. You can tell how long it's been since I've been on those things. Happily married folks, that is your profile that you put your best pictures up and something pithy and clever in your bio to attract, you know, encourage a little mystique and attract people that you might be attracted to, get you the first date, right? But then if you don't show up as your true authentic self, and that self being something that the other person wants to deal with more than once and come back to, you have to stand for something. You have to have integrity. You have to be entertaining. You have to be charming, but sincere, right? That is this your soul. That's not just how you show up on one page and how you present yourself to the public. That is your branding. And ultimately, that's so important, especially for the small brands. That's why I'm giving you this today, because we want to be able to steal these practices and strategies from the big brands, because the small brands need it worse, right? I mean, Nike is incredible with their branding, but at this point, they have loyal evangelists and supporters and super fans that will never most likely break from them unless they really do something destructive to that brand. We see this all the time, right? So why aren't we taking it as seriously as the big brands do? Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it right now. So the first step, it's five steps. It is super easy. The first step is I want you to identify, and I have a worksheet that I can send you. If you want to shoot me an email, you can find me. You can, you know, find me at rainbennett.com and just shoot me a message. I'll give you this for free. The first thing is one word, your North Star, one word that sums it all up, what your brand is about, what you represent. This is your guiding principle. This is your core value. And just like you can't have 10 priorities nothing is a priority, right? You can't have 10 core values. So you can't say hard work and integrity and quality and all these things that anybody else can say. It's like, no. What is the one thing that you stand for? For my storytelling startup that I alluded to earlier that I'm a co-founder at, it's connection. And everything that comes from this is going to start, this is like a pyramid, right? It starts from this one word. Everything branches off, or you can look at it like the tree if you want to invert that pyramid image in your mind. And this is the trunk. This is the foundation, whatever metaphor you want to use. Everything comes back to this central core belief, this central brand narrative. Connection for us. What is yours? What is it that you are trying to create? How are you trying to impact the world? What is your core value? Okay. Number two, the second step. What is the transformational benefit? As in, what will happen when someone uses your company or your product or your service or watches your content, right? What will happen? What is the change you want to affect? Now, let's pause. This is 100% storytelling. All of this is, right? If you control your brand essence, I know I told you that your brand is the story that others tell about you, but if you control your brand essence and you go through this guide and you are intentional about all of this, you can help control that brand that exists out there, the story that others are telling about you. But you have to consciously and intentionally do this. Everything that you create for public consumption should create some sort of transformation, some sort of change in the user, even if it's small, okay? This could be your content. If you're making a TikTok video or a LinkedIn post, it could be your product. If you've created a brand new line of razors for people to shave with, and this could be your service if you're a lawn care specialist, a landscaper, right? How are people going to change? You either deliver them a promise for something better, achievement, right? To overcome something, to accomplish something or achieve something, or you eliminate a problem that they're dealing with, right? So you either make them money or, you know, decrease their debt or save them money, right? You either help them achieve something or you help alleviate something for them. What is the change that you want to happen to them? So this is, you know, when I get that shave from your razor, how, you know, what is the change I will experience? Besides just, yeah, I shaved my face. Is it the smoothest? Is it the fastest? Is it, you know, what is the change that you hope to initiate? Okay. Number three, the emotional benefits. This is something that is so often overlooked. We always want to think about when we're talking in our marketing, in our website copy, in our email newsletters, whatever. We always want to talk about what we create and what it does. You know, maybe even who we created it for. But the real thing we want to tap into, because we know people make decisions based off of emotions, is how do they feel when they use your company? A great example, I mean, sports car companies understand this. People don't really like Ferraris because they're cool colors and the shape looks cool. They like the colors and the shapes because it indicates that that's a fancy, cool, fast, expensive car. And they like that because that indicates that cool and fancy, and that gives them confidence. That's why sports car companies always those types of marketing messages and commercials that speak to that emotional change. You are going to feel confident when you drive this car. You're going to feel like a badass, right? That's what they're selling in that sense. Number four. So I want you to list those emotional benefits. Let's do 2 to 3.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How do you want people to feel when they use your company? Number four is the flip side of that coin, the functional benefits. What are 2 to 3 things that people get when they use your product? The actual functional benefits. So this is the flip side of how do you make them feel? What do they actually receive? And this is where you want to think about, you know, the change that you're actually giving them. You're changing them in the emotional level, which we've talked about. Think about it like a story. You have the emotional journey where someone forgives their father, or they get confidence in themselves, or they, you know, whatever emotional obstacle they have to overcome, which is the core of all stories. But there's also always the physical journey of what they're trying to accomplish. Okay, did they win the girl? Did they win the battle? Did they become this thing they wanted to become? So your product, if it gives them an easier way to invest, or if it gives them, you know, the quickest shave that they've had so they can get back to work, you know, it gives them a quick shave. That's what they get. It's not how they feel, right? This is what they actually receive. So once you've done those four steps, it leads you to, I would list 4 to 5 things that differentiate you from someone else in your vertical, in your space, in your industry. What are the features derived from those emotional and functional benefits that differentiate you? I always like to use an example. I'm a documentary filmmaker, so I like to say, if I gave 100 documentary filmmakers all the same amount of money, I gave them all 100 grand or whatever, and told them to make a film about, I'm looking at my desk and I've got a seltzer water here, told them to make a film about seltzer waters. Well, you would have 100 different documentaries, even though we all had the same topic and the same resources, 100 different documentaries, because we're all different people, and we've had different experiences that have influenced the things we care about, our values, right? What we're passionate about, what we want to talk about, what we want to learn, the change we want to affect in the world, et cetera, et cetera. So you would have one filmmaker that talked about, you know, the history of seltzer waters. You would have one that talked about, oh, the you know, the seltzer wars between LaCroix and bubbly. You'd have a third filmmaker that would talk about, oh, the rise of spiked seltzer from Truly and White Claw, et cetera. You'd have all different ones because we're all different people. Something happens when we go to business where we see someone that has, that ostensibly has success. We might see that they have a lot of views or something like that, a lot of followers, and we think that translates to dollars. I'm digressing a little bit, but spoiler alert, it doesn't. But we see someone having what we think is success, and even if it's actual success, and we try to emulate them. And that is a futile attempt because we aren't them. We didn't land on it the same way they did. I host a podcast that you are listening to called The Storytelling Lab. Every week I host people that could be considered competitors because they're in the same space, most of them. They are keynote speakers. They're story consultants. They have books. They have courses. They do a lot of the same things that I do, yet they are not, and I would never view them as such, and I am only here to provide a platform to uplift them so that their ideal superfan clients can find them. They are different than I am because I got to this space through documentary filmmaking, my specific documentaries, and my background. And they got here from their background. And we should clearly understand who we work for or serve the best. And we have to understand how to communicate it so those people hear it. This is what this work is all for. But some, we get caught in that rat race and we see, you know, company ABC and company XYZ doing it like this, and we think that we have to. And it's absolutely not true. And if you don't understand what differentiates you, then that's the trap you're going to fall into. Understanding what you stand for and why you create the thing that you're creating. What is the change you seek to affect? What is the emotion? How do you want to make people feel? What are you actually giving them that will help them or prevent them from hurting anymore? And how do you do that differently than anybody else? You got to clearly understand that. What differentiates you? Okay, everybody else does it like this, so why would I use you? You don't want it to be price. You don't want it to be a race to the bottom. You want to be able to clearly connect with the people who need you and your version of the product, service, or content more than anyone else's. And in order to do that, you have to be intentional about what your brand is and what it stands for. And when you do that, that is when you're going to build those long-term relationships with those people that are your early adopters. They become your evangelist, and they become your super fans, shouting you from the rooftops to anybody else like them that might need similar help. This is why it's so important. This is why it should not be neglected. And I know when you're a small business or a solopreneur, but believe me, I am that. I am you. I know it's so hard to juggle all these things at once. But if you do this work up front, it informs everything you do down the line. Your daily storytelling and content creation is so much easier because you're not having to choose between, like, well, what do we want to talk about? You should always have the handful of topics that you talk about. Now, you show up in a different way. Sometimes you tell the same story you told 2 weeks ago in a different way. Sometimes you're telling a new story, repackaging it a new way, but it should all be tied to that North Star that we established at the beginning of the exercise. It shouldn't be off-brand. And when it is, it confuses people. And when it's really off-brand, it upsets them and they feel betrayed. And just like that person who you've built a relationship with now, and they trusted you to be who you were on date 2 and date 3. And then all of a sudden on date 11, you stop being that person. Well, they're going to be pretty upset by that, and they will probably leave you. You have to understand who you are, what you stand for, and why. And when you do that, the who will reveal itself or themselves. Hope this helps. Go through this exercise. Again, shoot me an email if you want to see the worksheet. I went through this myself. It's extremely helpful. But this is what we're focusing a lot on in season 11, is how to determine your brand narrative so that you can inform all of the stories that you tell on a monthly, weekly, and daily basis. You have to have the overall narrative established first, and this brand essence exercise is a great way to do that. See you next time on the Storytelling Lab, and I hope this helped. Bye-bye. My name is Rain Bennett. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that episode, do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast. If you're already a subscriber and you're enjoying the show, give us a review and let us know the value that you've gotten from it. We love to hear from our listeners and learn about the benefits that they're getting from the show. That's what fuels us, and that's what fuels the show. And if you've already subscribed and you've already reviewed it and you think there's someone else that would benefit from listening to this show, please, please share it with them. The more we grow, the more we can help you grow, and that's what we're here to do. Join us next time on the Storytelling Lab. This podcast is a 6-Second Stories production. 6-Second Stories is a story coaching and consulting company that builds online education, in-person and virtual training, and digital products that help businesses master storytelling to find their ideal customers and market to them effectively. You can learn more at 6secondstories.com and purchase the book 6-Second Stories at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or RainBennett.com/6secondstories.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.